is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Ukraine conflict. Russia, Moscow, Washington, the Biden administration. This headline in the Wall Street Journal in these last hours. Senior White House official involved in undisclosed talks with top Putin aides. Subhead explaining. Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, has had confidential discussions with Russian counterparts amid concerns over escalation nuclear threats. This is Diplomacy, and I welcome Katrina Vandenhoven, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine, as well as the author of a Washington Post column, to comment on this headline following weeks, months of Katrina's recommendation that diplomacy is the future, so get to it quickly. Katrina, what is your measure of this? Are they testing us? Are they testing the waters? How gravely do you regard this possibility of talks? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think it's very important. I think it's a sign of sanity, common sense inside the administration. I was part of a Cuba Missile Crisis at 60 panel co-sponsored by the Quincy Institute and the American Committee for U.S.-Russia Accord on October 27th. And there was much talk by Ambassador Jack Motlock of the need to open up a discussion, and that diplomacy had become toxic in Washington in a way that was counterproductive for the global security, for global security. So the Wall Street Journal's reporting of last night and into today, Reuters picking it up, is very important that Jake Sullivan, the NSC advisor, met with Russian counterparts. I believe it was Patrushev and another in the Putin camp. These were not kind of, you know, gadfly diplomats. These are people very much in the Putin camp. The Washington Post, as you know, John, reported, I believe, Sunday that administration officials are asking Zelensky to show he's open to Russian talks. I think this kind of the discussion illuminates how complex the Biden administration's position on Ukraine has become, because U.S. officials are publicly vowing to support Kiev with massive sums of aid for, quote, as long as it takes, while hoping for a resolution. I do think it is a measure, the Biden administration in touch with Ukraine about at least looking open to negotiation for its sake, Ukraine's sake, in terms of the global South and Europe, where there are, you know, the war's disruptive effects are so visible, maybe more visible than in Moscow, as you were describing, which has learned to run around the sanctions, though I wouldn't take Moscow as the full measure of Russia. But it's important because you're speaking to younger Russians. Governor Jerry Brown, who's part of the Nuclear Threat Initiative, I may have mentioned this the other day, was on a call with Alexei Arbatov, who's truly a veteran arms control expert negotiator in Russia. And they were, this was 2 weeks ago, very worried about time being of the essence for some opening. So this is good news, in my view. I think diplomacy is a precondition to resolving this horrific, barbaric war in some important way. The timing is unclear.
Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor. The Wall Street Journal tells us this much. Officials said Mr. Sullivan has taken a leading role in coordinating the Biden administration's policy and plans in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, something that is expected of the president's top national security advisor. However, Mr. Sullivan has also been involved in diplomatic efforts, including a visit to Kyiv, Ukraine, on Friday to speak with Ukraine President Zelensky. That visit, we looked at that visit at first as, oh, well, unwavering support. That was the quote we got. But we can, we can believe
that. We can read it. We can, yeah, we can parse it now. I mean, I do think that there is a frustration inside Washington on all levels that Zelensky, you know, just seems to be he seeks more and more weapons. Understandable. But the U.S., I believe, is frustrated that that's what you hear from Zelensky. And the classic client, you know, patron relationship where he's chiding, scolding the United States and the West for not giving even more. So I think there's a tension that Jake Sullivan has likely dealt with in different meetings. But I do think there's some common sense sanity that has arisen largely around the nuclear issue. which to me is one where you can see a resumption of Russian-U.S. discussion, conversation that would sidestep, but not sidestep, a diplomatic path toward resolving the Ukraine war.
It isn't complicated enough. I have to make it more complicated, Katrina.
Okay.
Olaf Scholz, Chancellor of Germany, was in Beijing at the end of last week to talk with Xi Jinping, ostensibly about trade. But NATO's conference at the end of June made it very clear that Moscow and Beijing are linked arm in arm when it comes to the conflict. This is a major part of NATO and the EU in the enemy camp. That has to be related in some fashion to Sullivan's trip to Ukraine. We might not get it for 50 years. You know how governments are. But clearly there is restlessness in the alliance about this war going on with an indefinite and unhappy direction.
But, you know, there's another piece of it, too. Peter Beinart, who's a very wise commentator, had an op-ed in the New York Times yesterday, really about, again, how the new Cold War is impairing diplomatic thinking and how important that is for global security moving forward. I do think that the nuclear posture review, which was released last week and didn't get much attention, really has in its sights China. And I think you're a little sanguine, John, about the Russian-Chinese relationship. I think there are different elements. I think the Chinese see Russia as a receding power, China as an emerging power. And there are tensions in there that will play out as, you know, Germany clearly is worried about the ongoing conflict with China. And that may be the most important thing that is resolved if there is a resolution of the Ukrainian war. We haven't even talked about Europe. I know you had Quincy Institute's Anatole Levin, who's very smart about it. But I do think there are some divisions opening there, too. Eastern Europe, we just fix on Poland, et cetera. But in Prague, there have been real demonstrations. They're blamed on Putin's idiots. But I think there are deeper problems than that. So in general, the search for a new global security architecture is emerging in the context of these diplomatic talks. And then the big issue, I know that some Russians see the Republicans, who may well win the House, perhaps the Senate in the next weeks, as resolving this issue because they don't want to pump money into Ukraine. I don't think it's that simple. I do think the hawkish DNA in the Republicans will emerge, but it's going to be interesting. And I think Ukraine has to be concerned, having, you know, witnessed some of the craziness of American politics. Well, not that it isn't crazy elsewhere.
Checklist here. New government in Rome can go either way.
That's right.
Frustration in Paris with Germany. What a surprise.
Absolutely.
Germany,
yeah.
And Beijing. And it's Tuesday. There must be a new government in London.
And then the UK. I know the UK. Think of the last time. So Jake Sullivan goes, we don't know what he's quite up to, but we're now learning. But the last time there was a big visit, Boris Johnson went to quash talks, right? So there's a different mood, I will say, and I don't know if it's linked to the election, but you do see in foreign affairs, foreign policy, in the New York Times, even in the Washington Post lead editorial a week or two ago about reconstruction and Ukraine, some measure of reality. Of sort of second thoughts, which are, you know, just beginning to creep into some of the framing, understanding, coverage of the horrible war. And, you know, winter hasn't even seized the landscape.
I don't know how the war started, but I certainly know it will end with diplomacy. That is true. Every war.
Well, we hope. John, I mean, that diplomacy has been contested in these last weeks and months. So the fact that it's risen its head is, I think, a sign of common sense.
Katrina Vandenhove is the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine, as well as a Washington Post columnist. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.